Welcome to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, the podcast where we dive deep into the tech world and come out speaking plain English. I'm Alex, here to unravel the mysteries of technology with a touch of humor.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask all the questions you're thinking, so you don't have to. Today, we're embarking on a journey through the vast and invisible web of connections that powers everything from streaming your favorite movie to deploying web apps. Yes, we're talking about networking fundamentals.
That's right, Jamie. Networking isn't just for the IT crowd. It's the backbone of all modern computing. Understanding the basics can transform a slow, unreliable service into one that scales effortlessly.
I'm all for effortless scaling, but let's start at the beginning. What's this about models and layers? Sounds like a cake.
Not quite, but you can think of it as a tech layer cake. The OSI and TCP/IP models break down the complex processes of networking into manageable slices. The OSI model has seven layers, from physical cables and radio signals all the way up to application protocols like HTTP and DNS.
Seven layers? I'm already lost.
Let's simplify it with the TCP/IP model, which is what real-world systems use. It boils down to four layers: network access, internet, transport, and application.
That's more digestible. So when I type in example.com, what happens?
Great question. There's a whole sequence of events: DNS resolution, TCP handshake, TLS negotiation, the HTTP request, server response, and finally the rendering of the page on your browser.
Sounds like a digital relay race. What's DNS resolution, though?
DNS, or domain name system, is like the internet's phone book. It translates human-readable names, like example.com, into IP addresses that computers use to connect to each other.
Ah, so without DNS, we'd be memorizing IP addresses?
Exactly. And speaking of IP addresses, they come in two flavors, IPv4 and IPv6. IPv4 addresses are running out, hence the introduction of IPv6, which has a much larger address space.
I've heard about IPv4 running out. Does IPv6 make things faster or just give us more addresses?
Mainly more addresses, but it also has some efficiency and security improvements. Now, once we have the address, our data needs to find its way through the network. That's where routing comes in.
And that's done by routers, right? How do they know where to send the data?
Routers use routing tables and protocols like BGP to decide the best path for your data packets. Think of it as Google Maps for data, constantly updating the best routes.
Okay, but what about security? I've heard scary things about data breaches and attacks.
Networking security is crucial. That's where firewalls, TLS, SSL encryption, and VPNs come into play. They're like the bouncers, vaults, and secret tunnels of the internet, keeping your data safe and sound.
I love the idea of secret tunnels, but all this technology has to slow things down, right?
There's always a trade-off, but there are ways to tune performance, like using CDNs to cache content closer to users, optimizing TCP settings, and employing load balancing.
This is a lot to take in. How do people keep track of all this?
Monitoring and observability tools. You can't improve what you can't measure, right? Tools like Ping, Traceroute, and Wireshark help network engineers keep an eye on performance and troubleshoot issues.
It's like being a detective, but for networks.
Precisely. And just like detectives have their toolkit, networking professionals have a suite of protocols, models, and tools at their disposal.
This has been quite the expedition through the networking jungle, Alex. Before we close, any final words of wisdom for our listeners?
Just remember, networking isn't magic. It's a series of well-defined systems working together. Understanding the basics can demystify a lot of the internet and even help you solve common problems.
And if all else fails, turning it off and on again isn't a bad place to start, right?
You'd be surprised how often that works. Thanks for tuning in, folks. If you enjoyed our journey through networking fundamentals, don't forget to subscribe to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast for more tech explorations.
We'll be back with more tech topics to demystify. Until then, keep your connections secure and your curiosity charged.